What's your favorite scary movie?
Welcome to 13 Degrees of Screams,
where we watch and dissect your favorite spooky movies.
I'm your host, Alex.
And Stephanie.
And this is a mostly horror podcast.
This week, we chop off some heads in Sleepy Hollow.
So, Stephanie.
Yes.
Have you seen Sleepy Hollow before you watched it for the podcast?
No.
Really?
Nah.
Why?
Not at all.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Just hadn't.
Don't you like Tim Burton-y stuff?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. That's fair.
Some. Not all.
Some, not all.
But I did watch the Disney version of it's
isn't it like Goofy in it?
No, it's Toad's Wild Ride and Ichabod Crane. It's
two stories
in one for some reason. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I actually rewatched it to compare it.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, because it's only like a half hour, 45 minutes or something. It's okay. On Disney Plus. Okay. It's good.
Did you like this movie?
Yeah.
Woo! You know what? Actually, so I've seen it too, and I think I slept on this movie a little bit.
Really?
I liked it, but I was like, Sleepy Hollow, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I watched it. I'm like, damn, I like this.
Yeah, this is fun. It's like a little murder mystery, and I don't know. Johnny Depp's just very charming. I find him really charming in all these.
I will say, going back to this and Johnny Depp, I'm like, ooh.
You fine.
Oh, my God. A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my damn.
No.
It's the hair. It's the hair in this one.
I do think, though, that, granted, I don't know how old he really is when he's playing this role, that he's a little too old to be kissing Christina Ricci.
How old is Christina Ricci?
I don't know, but I know her from Casper, and I just feel like that was like 3 years before this, and it just feels like she's like a little baby.
It was 6 years before this.
Really? Was it six? Mm-hmm. I thought I looked it up, and it was like three.
Wait, hold on. Now, hold.
And I felt like she was only like, I don't know, 13 in that movie? Maybe she was older.
Hold, please. Now I'm second-guessing when Casper came out. Why is it when I Google Casper, the mattress came up? Oh, shit. It was four. Okay. Maybe it was three. Yeah, 95. Okay. Psych. How old was Christina Ricci in Casper?
I don't know.
She had to have been an adult.
I guess.
Oh, jeez. She's probably just 18 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I didn't even think about that.
Christina.
Oh, now we need to find out.
Ricci.
Stephanie is Googling. She's doing
Sleepy
the Googles.
Sleepy Hollow. Do some math.
Explain.
Okay, so Johnny Depp was born in 1963. Christina Ricci in 1980. Sleepy Hollow was released in 1999.
So she was 19.
He was 36. She was 19. It's a little icky.
It is, but at least
he's like half a life older than her.
It is icky, but legally.
Okay.
Legally okay.
Just barely.
And it's just a movie.
Yeah. I mean, the kisses were pretty chaste, I'll say that. It wasn't like the most tongue-infested kiss.
Tongue-infested?
Yes.
Is that what we're calling French kissing now?
Sometimes.
Can I tongue-infest your mouth?
Please don't. I just watched Charmed.
Is there tongue?
There's a lot of tongue-infest kissing.
Oh, my God.
Honestly, if you ever want to treat yourself to some bad TV, Charmed season 4 and on.
Okay.
Pretty bad. And Phoebe, one of the sisters in particular, she dates a man that's a demon. And
huge.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's kind of her type. And she's also just sucks at this point in the series.
Oh, my God.
And every time she kisses this man, it is so wet. Like, you can hear it. You hear their kisses.
Is it squenchy, tongue-infested?
It's very squenchy. Like, every time she goes for the kiss, like, her tongue is already out.
Oh, stop.
And I'm like, nah.
Stop it.
Nah.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no, no tongue infestation.
Oh, yes.
Anyways.
Not to be approved, but do some chase kisses on the movie theater.
Yeah, I didn't think about the age. I guess I never really realized how old Johnny Depp was.
I feel like she's very young, but I guess she's legal.
You know what? As long as she's of age and it's a movie, I think it's fine. It's fine. Anyways, Johnny Depp. I was like, damn.
She was fine. I'm sure she didn't mind.
Yeah, she's fine. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I like Tim Burton, kind of like you, like some's hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas is always good. I do like Edward Scissorhands. And this is definitely screams all Tim Burton-y.
Oh, for sure.
But I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. I was, like, not super jazzed about watching this movie. And then by the end, I was like, that was fun.
Was this Kat's recommendation?
It is.
Oh, okay. I figured. I can't.
Oh, we keep it this. This is our friend Kat. She wanted to do CPL. She actually did a really awesome cosplay of Christina Ricci's character, who I forget her name.
All right. Katrina.
Katrina. Katrina.
Katrina Van Tassel.
Katrina. 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 Anyways, our friend Kat did a very great
cosplay of her final dress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
We have this rated as a 3 on the scariness scale. Do you agree?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
It's definitely.
Honestly, I did laugh out loud when I realized that the Headless Horseman is Christopher Walken.
I know.
We were both like, we don't, obviously, Charlie and I don't do really good Christopher Walken impressions, but we were both like, oh no. Oh no, my head.
That was perfect, Stephanie. I don't know what you're talking about. That was A plus.
Yeah.
A plus impression.
Yeah, thank you.
You should do all of the plot in his impression voice.
Oh, okay.
Please do.
Oh no.
Blagged it. You ready to hear some movie background?
Yeah, sure.
Sleepy Hollow is a 1999 gothic supernatural horror film directed by Tim Burton, loosely based on Washington Irving's 1820 short story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh.
The film stars Johnny Depp and Christina Ricci with Miranda Richardson, Michael Gambon, Casper Van Dien, Christopher Lee, and Jeffrey Jones in supporting roles. The storyline revolves around police constable Ichabod Crane, played by Depp, who is dispatched from New York City to investigate a series of murders in the village of Sleepy Hollow by a mysterious headless horseman. The movie's development commenced in 1993 at Paramount Pictures, with Kevin Yeager initially set to direct Andrew Kevin Walker's script as a low-budget slasher film. However, disagreements with Paramount led to Yeager being reassigned as the prosthetic makeup designer, and Tim Burton was brought in to direct in June 1998.
Oh.
I know. Long time difference.
Mm-hmm.
Filming took place from November 1998 to May 1999, and the film was an international co-production between Germany and the United States.
Oh.
Sleepy Hollow had its premiere at Mann's Chinese Theater on November 17th, 1999, and was released in the United States on November 19th, 1999 by Paramount Pictures. It received positive reviews from critics who praised the performances, direction, screenplay, musical score, dark humor, visual effects, and atmosphere. The film grossed approximately $207 million worldwide and won Academy Award for Best Art Direction. Johnny Depp, Burton's first choice for the role of Ichabod Crane, was cast in July 1998, marking his third collaboration with Burton. Paramount required him to consider Brad Pitt, Liam Neeson, and Daniel Day-Lewis as the part, though. Even though he's like, I don't want this.
Johnny Depp's my favorite,
yeah.
And he will be forever my favorite.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, so promotion of this film was interesting. To promote the film, Paramount Pictures featured its trailer at San Diego Comic-Con in August 1999. And launched a website in October of the same year, which was described as the most ambitious online launch of a motion picture to date by Variety. The website allowed visitors to engage in live video chat with filmmakers, send postcards, view photos, trailers, and a 6-minute behind-the-scenes featurette. Additionally, extensive tours of 10 sets were offered, allowing visitors to explore the sets for the entire town of Sleepy Hollow, forest, church, graveyard, and covered bridge.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, 1999 for a really interactive website.
Yeah. I think that's neat.
Yeah. Sleepy Hollow has a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes with a critical consensus that states, it isn't Tim Burton's best work, but Sleepy Hollow entertains with its stunning visuals and creepy atmosphere.
I did hear that somewhere, that since Tim Burton was brought in later to direct after kind of pushing that guy to do the prosthetics, that a lot of people interpreted what was done like it wasn't like a passion project for him. He was just kind of brought on.
And
it wasn't like something he was like, oh, I need to do this.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think it turned out pretty good.
No, I
think this is his like mediocre work, I'm like,
cool, I'm good.
I'm on board. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Ready to get into the plot?
Yes.
In 1799, New York City Police Constable Ichabod Crane faces difficulty with the courts when trying to push New Age investigation techniques, such as autopsies to solve murders. Since everyone else is skeptical, he is dispatched to the small farming community of Sleepy Hollow to investigate a series of brutal decapitations, so far consisting of a wealthy father and son and a widow, to test out his methods.
I love how they're like, go do it there.
Yeah.
So these people, like, we actually don't care about.
This is gross here. Like,
we don't really care what happens to these people, so just have at it. It's fine. It's just...
Well, it's because, like, they think it's unholy to desecrate the body and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's why.
But I will say, the atmosphere of this town, I'm like, I'll live there.
Yeah, it looks nice.
I'll live there, like, as is right now.
Right.
Like, that's fine. Could you imagine waking up to a little cottage like that? Mm. Like, just...
For sure I'd live there.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Once he's arrived, he's received by the town elders, wealthy businessman Baltus Van Tassel, town doctor Thomas Lancaster, the Reverend Steenwick, notary James Hardenbrook, and magistrate Samuel Phillips.
Yes.
Yes, all of them.
They're there, doing the things.
Yes. There, Ichabod learns that the heads of the victims are all missing, and the locals believe the killer is a ghost of a headless horseman riding a black steed that takes the heads back with him to hell.
Just the head.
Yeah, just the heads.
I don't need the rest. Okay.
They believe it's this specific apparition because during the Revolutionary War, a ruthless Hessian mercenary, known for beheading men on the battlefield, was killed and buried with his head severed in the Western woods. And they do a little flashback and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Charlie and I laughed. Okay, so we're seeing the Headless Horseman as a man, not an apparition, like still head attached. And it's Christopher Walken. So he's like, oh, no, my head. Like, and he's running. And he comes across these two little blonde girls, which just look like twins out of The Shining.
Uh-huh.
And like one of them snaps a twig and like alerts people that he's there. And then they come and kill him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I just thought it was funny because we were like, why are these twins just randomly in the woods? But we find out.
We
later.
Find out. Yeah, it is a little jarring. Like,
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who this?
Yeah. While shocked the heads were not found, Ichabod does not believe the murders to be the work of a paranormal entity. Boarding at the home of Baltus Van Tassel and his wife, Lady Van Tassel, he is taken with Baltus's spiritual daughter, Katrina.
Katrina. I'm going to keep saying that. You have to stop me.
Why are you saying it like that?
It's a song.
Oh.
It's a thing. I'll have to play it.
Okay.
Katrina.
Okay, you could just sing the song after this then.
Yeah. It's just me saying Katrina 10,000 times.
Right. When a fourth victim is discovered, Ichabod takes the victim's son, young Masbath. Young Masbath? Yeah.
Masbath.
Masbath.
That's such a stupid name.
I think they say it Masbath.
If your name's Masbath, I'm sorry, but that's stupid. Masbath.
As an assistant. After a tip from Magistrate Phillips that there are five dead but four graves, Ichabod and Masbath exhume the graves of the victims and perform an autopsy on the widow, where they determine she was with child.
Mm.
Yeah, not good.
No.
When Ichabod tries to confront Phillips on his tip, he's suddenly killed by the Headless Horseman, and Ichabod goes into shock.
He comes out of nowhere.
Right.
It's like, oh, shit.
Ichabod's clearly feeling some type of way. Like, he wakes up in bed. Like, they're like, you're not doing so hot. Like, he freaked out.
Yeah. When I was doing some more research before, I didn't ultimately add it, but they wanted to make Ichabod, like, really fragile and kind of scared all the time, so...
Well, actually, and I'll get to it when we talk about the original story, too. Like, he was actually really superstitious in the story and not like this brave constable kind of guy trying to solve a murder.
For sure. We see that.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to see the dead bodies. I don't care who did it.
Right. Just
leave me out of that part. I just want to see how they died and like,
let's
whatever.
Just get to that.
Yeah.
Finally accepting that this is a supernatural mystery, Ichabod, Masbath, and Katrina go into the western woods and find a crone living in a cave that tells them that the horseman's grave is at the Tree of the Dead.
That would be my first spot, probably, to check.
Yeah.
Tree of the Dead?
Yeah, if I just knew that there's a place called Tree of the Dead, I would have gone there first. No need for the crone.
Exactly. Like this.
And she's freaky. Like, honestly, like, Charlie was a little put off by her little scary face thing.
Oh, it was so CGI, though.
Yeah.
It was like, ugh. You don't see her face at first for the longest time, and then it's like a decrepit, old, dead-looking face. And don't her eyes, like, pop out?
Yes, they do.
I'm like...
That's icky.
It didn't look great, though.
No.
I'm like, could have not done that, probably. Yeah.
Also, Christopher Walken, as the live Headless Horseman, had sharpened teeth.
Yeah.
So that was... Some of it's cartoony, in a way.
Yeah, he did that. Why did he do that? Because he was... Why did you do that?
To make them afraid of him or something? I don't know.
Didn't he want to bite people? I don't remember. Probably. I make this shit up now at this point. But yeah, he filed his teeth.
He digs up the horseman's grave and discovers the skull has been taken, deducing that it has been stolen by someone who now controls him and that the tree is his portal into the living world. And I was like, I feel like that's a jump.
Yeah, I was literally about to say, like, what? How did you connect?
Like, you literally have a murderer out here stealing heads. Like, it could have been him.
It could have just been, like, I don't know, Jedediah down the road. No, like, why was this? Right, it must be a portal from the tree.
I know. I was like, all right.
Portal? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Okay.
A big jump for a man that didn't believe in ghosts.
Yeah. Okay. But I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah, no. He's not wrong. He's kind of on the point, like as if he did it himself.
Oh, bitch. Ichabod. He must have been doing some shit back in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Stephanie, how do you know this?
I don't know.
Which?
Maybe because of the autopsy stuff he was reading into, like, occult stuff.
Yeah. Who knew? Who knew that occult and autopsy were in the same book?
Well, I don't know. Modern day witchery is different, so I don't know.
I don't know. We're just grasping at straws here.
For sure. That night, the horseman kills the midwife and her family, as well as Katrina's suitor, Brom, when he attempts to intervene.
Brom. Rip.
When Ichabod notices that the attacks are targeted, he suspects the murders must be a part of a conspiracy. He and Masbeth visit Hardenbrook, who reveals that the first victim, Peter Van Garrett, had secretly married the widow, writing a new will that left his estate to her and her unborn child. Ichabod deduces that all the victims, except Ron, are either beneficiaries or witnesses to this new will, and that the horseman's master is the person who would have otherwise inherited the estate, which points to Baltus, a Van Garrett relative.
I'm not even going to lie. When they were going through this part, I was going cross-eyed. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's a lot of names and stuff, too, to remember. But Katrina gives, like, some sort of backstory that the Van Garretts kind of took the Van Tassels in when he was just, like, a poorly farmer. Mm-hmm. And he built himself up, and they were sort – I don't think they were actually relatives, more like just kind of family friends in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess eventually at one point they were like, you can get our fortune instead of whoever's supposed to inherit it.
Yeah. The takeaway of all this is everyone who could be in line to get this fortune
has been killed.
Is being killed.
Yes.
That's really all you need to know.
Yes.
There's all these people who are intertwined somehow. Yeah. This whole scene is when he's like revealing all this. I'm like, wait a minute. I can't even picture half these people.
Right. It's mostly the people, the town elders, essentially, mm-hmm. or people connected to them.
Yeah.
So while they are away, Katrina discovers the accusation and burns the evidence. When Ichabod and Masbeth return, he finds an evil eye symbol carved on the floor beneath his bed and believes it to be a curse or way to summon the horsemen. We then learn that Hardenbrook has committed suicide and the rest of the town are brought together by Steenwick at the church to discredit Ichabod's claim. However, Baltus bursts in, telling that the horseman has killed his wife. The horseman attacks the church but is unable to enter, I guess because holy ground. In the chaos, the remaining elders turn on and attack each other. Steenwick and Lancaster are killed, and the horseman harpoons Baltus through a window, dragging him out of the church and taking his head.
It was a lot.
It was.
A lot just happened.
I can't relate. It was hard to deduce the battle.
You can't relate to your head being taken off?
Yeah, no.
I would think. Seeing as you have your head stolen.
Yeah, no. So. Honestly, it's never happened to me before. Never been harpooned.
Funny you should say that. The other day, you'll never believe it. I was just working from home. There's a window right by my desk. I got a harpoon right in the face.
Right. Such a headache.
It hurt for days. Yeah. Like, son of a bitch. Can't even work by my window without being harpooned.
I hate that for me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Concluding that the attacks must be the work of Katrina, Ichabod decides to leave but turns back when he realizes the evil eye symbol was intended for protection.
Listen, not to keep cutting you off, but if I saw that under my bed, I too would think.
Yeah, Katrina evil things. Looks suspicious.
She's shady.
Even when they have like a little bit of a moment and he talks about kissing her and he says something about like, here I am talking about kisses when your suitor is dead. And she's like, it's not a big deal.
I hated him anyways, really.
Yeah, it's not a, no.
She's like, Brom who?
Right.
Never heard of him.
She's like, I got Johnny Depp, so I'm good.
Got Ichabod, I get it.
Mm-hmm. He goes to see the corpse of Mrs. Van Tassel and finds a post-mortem wound. Lady Van Tassel, alive and well, then reveals herself to Katrina and explains her true heritage from an impoverished family evicted years ago by Van Garrett when he favored Baltus and Katrina instead. She swore revenge against Van Garrett and all who had wronged her, pledging herself to Satan if he would raise the horsemen to avenge her and also to claim the Van Garrett and Van Tassel estates uncontested. Manipulating her way into the Van Tassel household, and by the way, she's Katrina's stepmom.
Yeah, when that dude came back, he's like, my wife is dead. That's who he was talking about, right?
Yes.
Her?
Yes,
yeah, her. So she's very clearly not actually dead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Surprise.
She used fear, blackmail, and lust to draw the other elders into her plot. Having eliminated all other heirs and witnesses and having killed her sister, the crone, for aiding Ichabod, she summons the horsemen to finish Katrina. And when they cut to her killing her sister in the woods, Charlie yelled at the screen, quit killing people.
Yeah. So they were also the little girls.
Yes.
From the scene. And so here's the thing. While watching this, I'm like, okay, you're very clearly okay with just killing people. Mm-hmm. Why do you need the horsemen? Like, why don't you just kill the people? You killed like several people right. by yourself.
You didn't need to summon anyone.
You were doing great by yourself.
Yes.
Honey, you don't need no man. You don't need no man to do this for you.
Yeah, no.
I was so confused. I'm like, what are you doing?
And she has to do all this big ritual to get him to come and stuff like that. Yeah, just let the women do the work, I guess. I don't know.
She was very clearly capable.
Right.
Because when she kills her sister, she just takes an axe and like, chops off her head.
Right. Yeah, no.
And you could do the beheading yourself.
Yeah, you don't need to do this. It's a little extra.
Right.
For time consuming.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
Ichabod and Masbeth rush to the windmill as the horseman arrives. After an escape that destroys the windmill and subsequent chase to the Tree of the Dead, Ichabod retrieves the horseman's skull from Lady Van Tassel and returns it to him, breaking the curse and setting the horseman free from Lady Van Tassel's control.
Yay.
Yes.
Happy ending?
I guess. With his head restored, he does like this weird little regenerative thing where his skin grows back. I guess. Okay. It's icky.
It is very icky.
The horseman spares Katrina and abducts Lady Van Tassel, giving her a bloody kiss and returning to hell with her in tow, fulfilling the deal.
Bye, bitch.
Bye. Ichabod returns to New York with Katrina and young Masbeth just in time for a new century.
Yay.
I guess that makes sense. Now that Sleepy Hollow is in ruin with no town elders and everything, so.
Yeah.
I guess bye, bitch.
Everyone else who was there is like, now what? Right. What do we do?
Right.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah.
So the horseman isn't really, he's bad, but like he couldn't help it.
Yeah.
He was under control.
Compelled to do so.
So it's really this lady.
Yeah.
Who's the bad guy.
Right.
Bad woman. Bad gal. Bad lady. Bad.
A bad gal.
Seamstress. I'm sure she makes dresses. She looks like she would make a dress.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She had a very fancy dress on mm-hmm. anyway. So
yeah, she definitely made that.
Or she had the money.
All about the money, money, money. Money. All about the money, money, money. 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 About the change, change, money, money. Boing, boing.
Just gotta get some heads.
Just some heads. Gotta get that head, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
You said it, not me.
I'm sorry. Would you like to hear about the book comparison?
Yes.
So the text of the story purports to have been discovered among the papers of the late Diedrich Knickerbocker.
Who the hell?
The titular legend is set in 1790 in the countryside near the former Dutch settlement of Tarrytown in a secluded glen known as Sleepy Hollow. Ichabod was depicted as a tall and lanky schoolmaster with a temperamental horse named Gunpowder.
We didn't talk about Gunpowder.
He is a very cute little horse.
He is in the movie. There is a Gunpowder.
He's chunky. I love him.
He's trying his best.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to talk about that, too. Like, in a couple of scenes, like, when you see them, like, ride and then get off their horses, I think it's very funny that you see the horses in the background just walking away. Like, nah.
Nah, I ain't about this.
It's not for me, guys.
These horses are like, you guys deal with your own human bullshit, and right. I'm just going to vibe in the corner.
Yeah, like, this isn't... I'll meet you back at home. In contrast to Johnny Depp's portrayal, Ichabod actually had no desire to track down the headless horseman and was more of a freeloader.
Fair.
As a school teacher, he believed in the old adage, spare the rod, spoil the child, but only because he learned being kind to the children opened him up to receive food and attention from the town's women. He finds himself taken with Katrina Van Tassel, the daughter of a wealthy farmer, because he plans to woo her so he can procure her family's riches for himself.
Oh!
Yes, he's a user.
Oh, damn. Ichabod. I don't like this one.
Yeah.
Boo. boos. Tomatoes, tomatoes, boo.
In response, her suitor Brahm and his friends pull pranks on Ichabod to spurn his advances. One fall evening, Ichabod attends a harvest party at the Van Tassel home, and the guests engage in ghost stories. Brahm, knowing Ichabod is very superstitious, tells how he raced against the Headless Horseman, the notorious ghost of a Hessian trooper decapitated by a cannonball during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, that's how y'all just said.
Yeah, it wasn't just like tracked down and beheaded.
Oh, bam.
Yeah. The horseman is supposedly buried in a churchyard in Sleepy Hollow and rises from his grave every night to search for his missing head, but is supernaturally barred from crossing a wooden bridge that spans a nearby stream. Towards the end of the party, Ichabod propositions Katrina, but she denies him, so he leaves heartbroken on his horse. Along the way home, he is already spooked from the tales he heard at the party and suddenly sees the Headless Horseman.
No!
Yes.
Run away! Actually, you know what? You could kill Ichabod. He sucks.
Yeah, he kind of does.
That's fine.
A cloaked rider on a black horse carrying his own head atop his saddle. The horseman gives chase and pursues Ichabod all the way to the wooden bridge, where he suddenly rears back and throws his severed head, knocking Ichabod off his horse.
Oh, no.
The next morning, gunpowder is found grazing at his master's gate. Ichabod has all but disappeared, aside from his tattered hat and a smashed pumpkin. With his romantic rival missing and presumed dead, Brahm marries Katrina.
He's like, okay, never mind.
No, he's like, that's fine. The Headless Horseman is implied to have been Brahm all along, playing yet another malicious prank on Ichabod by disguising himself as the horseman and using a jack-o'-lantern as a false head. Brahm is said to look exceedingly knowing at whenever the story of Ichabod's disappearance is told, and always laughs heartily at the mention of the broken pumpkin.
Oh, what a sneaky, sneaky guy.
Yeah, what a minx.
A minx?
I guess, no, a minx is a lady. No.
Brahm, you little minx. Oh my God, Mary Katrina.
What a sneaky little squirrel.
A snake. He's a sneaky little snake.
No, I'm a snake. I'm a snake. Years later, a local farmer returns from a visit to New York and reports that Ichabod is alive and well. Humiliated by Katrina's rejection and frightened by his encounter with the Headless Horseman, Ichabod fled Sleepy Hollow, moved to a distant part of the country, studied law, entered politics, and eventually became a judge.
And all good for him, I guess.
Right. However, the women of the village still insist that Ichabod was spirited away by the Headless Horseman. After Ichabod's disappearance, his students are sent to another school. The deserted schoolhouse where he once taught is left abandoned and is rumored to be haunted by Ichabod's spirit. It is said that on quiet summer evenings, his voice can often be heard at a distance, chanting a melancholy psalm tune among the tranquil solitudes of Sleepy Hollow.
He's like, I'm all bit. I saw.
Yeah, that was another thing he did. He, like, formed a choir in the town, but it was also to get closer to the ladies so then they could bring food. It was all about food.
What? I mean, fair, but also, dude.
Yes.
He's weird in this.
In the cartoon, it's very similar to what I've just told you. In the cartoon, he has like a little notebook and you see him checking off days and it's like what house he's been at to have dinner and like how good the meal was.
Wow.
Yes.
See, that part of Ichabod I vibe with. The food. I'd start a choir to get food, too.
Fair.
I'll blame him.
In a postscript omitted from some editions of the story, Knickerbocker describes how he first heard the tale shared by a storyteller at a public meeting in New York. When one of the men in attendance remarks that he has doubts about certain aspects of the legend, the storyteller replies, "Faith, sir, as to that matter, I don't believe one half of it myself."
Which half don't you believe?
I'm guessing the back half.
That it's not real?
That it's not real, yeah.
So, all along, it's not even true. It's just Brahm being Brahm.
Yeah, I guess you can suspect that, unless you think that the Headless Horseman actually took him.
So, what if it's not actually Brahm? However, Brahm is homies with the Headless Horseman. And he's like, yo, Headless Horseman, let's get Ichabod. And he's like, got you, fam. So, he does that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the Headless Horseman is real, but Brahm is just in cahoots with him.
Perhaps.
Maybe they're secret. We could do Headless Horseman.
Katrina's his beard.
You could do an erotic version
of Brahm and the Headless
Horseman. Instead of Headless Horseman, it's all the head horsemen.
Sorry, Spatik.
Yeah, sorry. That she was drinking some water, and I said that at the wrong time.
Yes.
We should write that.
Mm,
yeah. And maybe for a future episode, we could read our all the head horsemen.
Part one.
Part one. Oh, my God. It's going to be a 69-part. Epic.
Yes, there you go.
Of epic
It all starts with that race. Like, you don't think many people get away from the Headless Horseman, but he raced him and he did.
Oh, they're racing towards him, not away from him.
Yeah.
I think, and then Sleepy Hollow, what can we call Sleepy Hollow?
Oh.
It's a work in progress. We'll come up with something. Yeah, we'll figure it. But everything has to be innuendo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got this. Katrina. Oh, I'm not going to say what. Disregard. Yes. Actually, this is a bad idea. Let's not do this.
Perhaps.
You've never read the story, have you? Like the actual story?
Actually, I listened to the audio of it.
How long is it?
Only like an hour and a half.
Oh, so it is a short.
Yeah, so this is basically just like a summarized version of it that I found.
Huh. But is it worth listening to? Is it interesting?
It's very descriptive. Some people say it has like a nice fall vibe to it.
Okay.
It's fun, but I felt towards the end it kind of got a little tiring, especially like when he's walking through the woods coming home and stuff like that. He sees goblins and ghouls at every corner, but really it's just like fucking plants.
It's just plants?
Yeah, like he walks into a tree and stuff like that.
Wow, he really, yeah, okay. Think about my guy.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I mean, they really do. Honestly, I think it's more worth it just to watch the Disney short. The Disney short's good. The Brahm character is a lot like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, to be honest, but that's my only criticism there, I guess.
Okay, is Brahm, like, okay in the story?
I mean...
Like, he's not an asshole or anything?
It's like this. It's exactly like what I read to you. So he...
Well, I'm not getting a good vibe of... Like, he kind of sounds like he could be an asshole, like, tricking him.
Oh, yeah. He tries to fight him, and that's why they start doing pranks instead. Gotcha. Because Ichabod keeps kind of, like, avoiding him and making it seem like he's closer to Katrina than he really is.
Oh, okay. I think Brahm's in the right, probably.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of seems like he kind of already had staked his claim, and Ichabod was kind of interfering because...
It's Ichabod. Yeah, let's be honest. Right.
He just kind of sounds like an ass, so...
Okay. Yeah. I'm just trying to get a vibe because, like, I kind of want to read it, but also, like...
It has, like, a very nice way of setting it up and stuff like that and describing Sleepy Hollow itself. So it does give, like, a fall-esque kind of vibe.
I love fall stories.
Yeah.
That's fair. It. End of statement.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show and you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, giving us a 5-star rating is super helpful and we will always appreciate it.
Yes, please do. And you can follow us on social media at 13 Degrees of Screams.
This has been 13 Degrees of Screams and we will see you next week.
Now you sing the song.
Oh, Katrina, Katrina, Katrina. That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's how it goes.
Really?
All right. I'll play it for you. It goes Katrina. All right. Bye.
Bye.